Drugs.ie podcast.
Education and information.
Welcome to the latest Drugs.ie podcast. This podcast features an interview with Gillian Bryan, drug education worker with Belong To. Belong To is a youth group for lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender young people in Ireland, which is referred to as LGBT during the interview. The Belong To organisation recently published a piece of research entitled Drug Use Among Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual and Transgender Young Adults in Ireland. The research was funded by the Department of Community, Rural and Gaeltacht Affairs. Some of the findings of this research and their implications are discussed during the interview.
Okay, I'm now joined by Gillian Bryan from Belong To, and Gillian's just going to give us a very brief overview of the general work that Belong To are involved with.
Belong To are a specialised youth service serving young LGBT young people across Ireland nationally and in Dublin, from the ages of 14 to 23. We are a specialised service and we offer an array of services to the young people. And I suppose one of the core things of Belong To is the model of youth work we adhere to, which is the social critical education model of youth work, which basically in a roundabout way means that we assist in the personal development of young people, and we accept that there is inequalities in society, and we hope to assist the young people in developing and growing and addressing these issues constructively.
Today, what we're particularly looking to focus on is Belong To Youth Project have commissioned a piece of research entitled Drug Use Among Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual and Transgender Young Adults in Ireland. Okay, some of the findings in this research are of particular interest. Anecdotal evidence here in Ireland and research from abroad consistently reports higher levels of drug taking amongst gay men and lesbians than those who identify as heterosexual. Can you offer any suggestions as to why this is the case?
I definitely can, as you stated there, the anecdotal evidence, and I think it's mainly being part of a marginalised community for LGBT young people and an attempt to escape from the negative personal experience relating to homophobia, fear of coming out, I suppose conflicts in self-identity, reduced family support and fear of HIV and other sexual transmitted diseases, underlying feelings of depression and social isolation among young LGBT young people, and can be a catapult or a crutch for drug use, which either way you look at it. But it definitely does, homosexuality plays a part in it for them, discovering who they are and feeling lost in society. So drugs can be in very much an escapism for that.
Okay, and the research report presents information in relation to international research findings which suggest that LGBT youth are particularly predisposed to suffering from depression and other forms of mental illness. What links, if any, would you identify between this predisposition and higher levels of reported drug usage among that community?
Anecdotally, there definitely is links. Anecdotally, definitely, if young people are suffering from depression, and even what I keep, a lot of young LGBT young people are involved in self harm and suicidal identity, and there's definitely a link to the drugs and the misuse and use of them for young people, for young LGBT young people.
Yeah, it seems to be a very strong link coming through there, you know, from reading the research anyway. A particularly worrying statistic in the report is that 15% of LGBT youth had attempted suicide in the past, and 21% had admitted to self-harm behaviour. That's alarmingly high. These reported high levels of suicide ideation and drug taking among the LGBT community certainly must be a particular concern of organisations like yourself.
Well, it definitely is a concern. It's been on the front line. We've seen it in the faces of Belong To since it's been operating, the young people. And I suppose what back up these findings within Ireland is the LGBT Lives Report, who clearly, one of the clear findings out of that is that young lesbians are the highest at-risk group in the whole of Ireland of self-harming. And at the moment, Belong To are working with a HSE subgroup to get lesbian specific services up and running to address this issue, and it does need to be addressed because it is a society issue, and very much all indicators, all research pieces point to exactly the same thing, that LGBT young people are higher at risk of self-harm and suicide. And it's about now, what do we do to address this issue?
Okay, you've highlighted lesbians there as opposed to gay men. Do you think that that's an issue? Lesbians in within this context, there isn't enough focus on what's happening with lesbians as opposed to gay men, or...?
Definitely. We live in a patriarchal society, so as a lot of the services are generated towards gay men, and rightly so, because when you look at the high instances of suicide among gay men, but... On the flip kind of that, the LGBT Lives report clearly indicated that lesbian women are the highest at risk for self-harm. So something needs to be done to be addressed that, and belong to our working now with other outside agencies to address that.
Okay, that's encouraging anyway. It's commonly accepted that drug taking may also reduce inhibitions and promote increased levels of risk-taking behaviour. Are there any risk factors that you believe are specific to LGBT community associated with drug taking, reduced inhibitions?
Most definitely. If you look at Belong2's research piece that we're discussing now, you'll see that 49% of drug takers among the LGBT community experience blackouts resulting from drug taking. 46% of drug takers had engaged in unprotected sexual intercourse. And 11% of drug users had been sexually assaulted while incapacitated due to drugs. And that's frightening statistics. That you see that this is factual academic research piece that's stating how at risk young LGBT young people are when they're using substances.
Actually, the issue with substances itself then, one of the key themes that's emerging from this research is that LGBT youth perceive alcohol to be as much as a problem on the gay scene as drugs. What's your own experience of that then?
I definitely find my own experience working with young LGBT young people is alcohol is a major issue for them, and you're talking as young as 14, 13 year olds are consuming alcohol on a daily basis, and it's not even a weekend thing, and it's not even, as many would put it down, to a social thing. And we'll bring it back to the beginning of the interview, is it being used as a crutch for the young people trying to come out and not having the support of family and not having the support of their community, and in many ways turning to alcohol as an escape from the issues that are coming out, just because they want to be comfortable being gay or being bisexual or being lesbian or transgender. And it's actually society's views, homophobic views, that are being portrayed back on them, and because of that then they're turning to drugs or alcohol. So they've recognised as an issue, and it is, it's in your face. They're a lot younger in young people who attend but belong to are a lot younger in drinking, and in the consumption of drink, it's much higher than mainstream young people in Ireland.
Can you just give me an idea of the type of work that you do yourself? Your title is Drug Education Officer with Belong2.
Yeah.
So can you give me an idea of what kind of work that you yourself do?
So I'm a 50% drugs outreach education worker and 50% youth worker at Belong2. And my outreach work involves working with LGBT young people on the commercial scene, the streets of Dublin, and furthermore linking into homeless services that LGBT young people access. And I support young LGBT people in relation to drug, alcohol, sexual health issues. I facilitate education, information and prevention work with the young LGBT community through non-formal education programmes, one-to-one support. I also provide and facilitate information and training on LGBT issues for mainstream drug services, and I am the only drugs outreach worker for young LGBT people in the whole of Ireland.
Well, you've a lot on your plate.
A lot, a lot. Yeah.
And you said you're the only outreach drugs
worker or education worker for LGBT young people in the whole of Ireland.
In the whole of Ireland?
In the whole of Ireland.
Okay, you're definitely a very busy woman then.
Yeah.
Okay, there's an identified need here, obviously, for more outreach services. How come we haven't got substantial level of services?
I suppose it comes back to institutes within Ireland and the government departments that they're not putting the funding out there for the work. Like, as you can see, this research piece clearly indicates the issues that are there for young LGBT young people, and clearly indicates the at-risk group that they are and how marginalised they are, and yet they're being completely ignored by the government in funding, in work. for workers.
Okay. This research itself, if anybody does want to get a copy of it, they can.
Yes, it's available online on www.belongto.org to download, or you can just ring into the office or email us at belongto.org and we'll post one out to you.
Okay, and this, it's funded by the Department of Community, Rural and Gaeltacht Affairs. Okay. Belong to run meetings. Can you explain what those meetings are and how people can actually go about attending them?
Yeah. Belong to run an array of services for LGBT young people across Ireland, and I suppose one of the biggest access services, BT2, it's Belong to Sunday, and it runs an outhouse, that's 105 Outhouse Caper Street, Dublin 1, and it's a drop-in, and it runs from 3 o'clock on a Sunday till 6 o'clock, and we can have anything from 40 to 60 LGBT young people attend that on any given Sunday. We also run Individuality on Wednesday evenings from 6 to 8, and that's for transgender young people. We also run the Ladybirds group on a Thursday evening from 6 to 8 in Outhouse as well, and that's for lesbian and bisexual young women. And we also run over 18s group, which is access to all LGBT people who are over 18, and that's ran on a Wednesday evening as well from 8 to 6 in Outhouse.
Okay, and I recently read something about a new online service that you're providing as well. Can you give us some details around that?
Yeah, presently we are one of the only services in Ireland that are offering online counselling, which is really brilliant, and it's easy accessible, and it operates on a Friday evening, Saturday evening and a Sunday afternoon. And if you go on to Belong To's website, which is www.belongto.org, and you can easily access the counsellors from that, and they have a reply time of 10 minutes straight back to you.
Okay. Okay, and just in terms of your Belong To's general contact details, can you maybe provide us with that website, email address and contact telephone number if people want to get in touch with the organisation?
Yeah, it's www.belongto.org, and it's also info@belongto.org if you want to access any of the youth workers or the youth work team. And the office number is 01670 06223.
Drugs.ie podcast.
Education and information.